Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah. All right. Get on. Yeah, come on in, kick back, relax, grab yourself a cool. Hey, yeah, all right, weekend coming up. All right, gentlemen, I hope you got something planned for yourself. Friends, family, loved ones, maybe a little time alone. Everybody needs that. Take time for yourself. Do something for yourself. Right? A little self-help, a little self-care. Right? Right? Nothing wrong with that. That's not being selfish. Right? I want to talk to you today about something that's been going on. And I've talked about it. There's an old, old segment. An old episode. I believe it's called Snake Oil or Snake Oil Salesman or something like that. We're talking about gurus and experts and pickup artists. And that's primarily what I'm going to talk about, is pickup artists. And it's been going on in the manosphere and... lately, it seems that these pickup artists, I guess they're starting to feel the pinch, I guess. You know, there's a lot of MGTOW stuff out there. Men going their own way. You know, doing their own thing. And I'm not a hardcore MGTOW guy. I encourage you to do your own thing, go your own way, but as you see it, not as how I see it or anybody else sees it. You know, everybody, there. I say everybody, you know, there's a lot of manosphere channels out there, and they talk about a lot of things, and everybody's got a different take on it, right? And that's absolutely fine. Everybody's coming from a different point of view, and I'm somewhere in the middle, and I'm not trying to be vanilla toast or anything like that. But I understand that everybody is an individual. Everybody is different. Everybody's wired different. Everybody has different experiences. Everybody's coming to this thing from a different place. You have a different viewpoint. And I get it. I understand that. We are not the same. So, to me... to me, anybody that's coming to you as some kind of an expert or guru or snake oil salesman trying to tell you, you can do this, all you have to do is go through my program, take my courses, get some personal coaching, blah, blah, blah. You know, we guarantee... you know, whatever results. You know, personally, I think they're full of shit. You know, because everything, you know, their style or their particular set of ideas or platitudes or whatever it is that they're pushing is not going to work for everybody. It's not going to work for everybody. And if they claim that they know how females react and behave to certain stimuli or triggers or whatever, and all you have to do is plug in, you know, to their plan or, you know, their program, you know, all you got to do is just plug in, you know, plug and play, right? No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, gentlemen. I know this. You know this. Everybody's different, including females. If they claim that they know certain things about females, they're full of shit. I've been alive quite a long time, and the only thing I truly understand is the more that I think I know about females, I realize the more I don't. They are truly complicated creatures. And there's a lot going on, and they're all different too. They're not all the same. Now I, in this podcast, I do speak in generalities often because I'm using statistical facts, you know, my experience, my knowledge. So I'm using a broad brush. But I believe that I always stipulate there's always an outlier somewhere. That's not going to be the case every single time, right? It's just not going to happen like that. There's always a variable, right? Just like you are all individuals, you're all different. And, you know, so now you got MGTOW guys going against the pickup artists in a sort of a tit for tat, because these pickup artists are coming out and saying MGTOW guys are all, you know, just full of crap and they're going to ruin your life and all this. But listening to these pickup artists, that's not going to. I mean, you might get some short-term success, perhaps, you know. They might clue you in on a couple little helpful hints and tidbits, you know. They want to tell you, you know, you can just go from female to female, or you can have a small harem, you know, you can have a, you know, several females that you just keep, you know, in your circle, and you just, you know, go from one to the other and just, you know, what they call spinning plates. You know, you ever seen the circus act where the guy's spinning plates? And that's what they want you to do with females. They want you to just be spinning plates with these females. And that takes a lot of time, energy, and resources. Right? To be doing all of that. And I've done it. You know, I've been there and done it, but I had the time, the energy, and the resources. And at the time, you know, I wasn't looking for anything of any significance, you know, of any long-term relationships, you know. Now, could any of those things turned out that way? Could have. But I wasn't necessarily being, you know, the pickiest person. I wasn't, you know, going out with, you know, threes or fours. I was going out with good-looking women, you know. I'd say 7, 8s, some of them 9s, you know, they ain't 10s, you know, or your unicorns. You know? But I was going out with, you know, above average looking women, you know, above average, average being, you know, 5 or 6. And these are good looking women, you know, I didn't really deserve to be with any of them, I don't think. But I somehow managed, you know. That takes time, energy, and resources, you know. And like I said, you know, if you're looking for, you know, anything of any depth or significance or anything that's remotely rewarding, you want to be a little bit more picky, a little bit more choosy. You know, you want to vet these females a little bit better, you know, before you spend, you know, any any real, you know, just going out on a few dates, you're just getting to know somebody. But if you want to have anything of any length or any depth, you're going to have to vet these people and find out who they are and what makes them tick. And that's going to take time, money, and resources. Excuse me. But these pickup artists, and my problem is, they want to sell you the snake oil, right? You know, like the old West guy comes, you know, this medicinal thing, it does everything from curing the coof to taking the stain out on your suit, right? You know, they want to sell you this plan, or, you know, these courses, or, you know, their personal coaching. I seen one the other day on YouTube, and I don't remember the guy's name, but I wouldn't tell you. But he's talking shit about MGTOW, which I guess he can if that's what he wants to do. But he's going to have to know that MGTOW people are going to turn right around and bash his ass for it. You know, that's why, you know, I try not to beat up on nobody personally here, you know, because everybody's different. And, you know, but I will call out hypocrisy. I mean, that, you know, but, he was selling, he wants you to get you to call first. The first one is like free, you know, it's like the drug dealer, you know, they give you the first hit for free, you know, get that first one for free. And then after that, you know, the 30-minute call, you know, the first one's for free, right? And then after that, every subsequent phone call after that 30-minute phone call is, you know, $99.99. It's $100 to talk to this asshole for 30 minutes. So he's making, or, you know, could be making $200 an hour off of some dude's desperation. You know, some guy who's looking for fulfillment in a relationship, you know, or looking to, you know, score a bunch of women, and that's not really where it's at. You know, he's not giving you anything. I could see, you know, some of the other YouTube channels, and there's lots of different ones. I'm not just talking about men's channels. There's all kinds, and they sell hats and t-shirts and hoodies and bumper stickers, or some of them will sell you, some of them, you know, they write a little book, you know, a short book, you know, and that, I don't see anything wrong with that. If that's what you want, and if that's the way they, you know, help fund their channel or help, you know, pay their bills, that's fine, because you're giving them money and you're getting something tangible in return. You know, you're getting a physical product in return. That's just commerce. That's you know, what we would call capitalism. And that's fine. I don't see anything wrong with capitalism. But these pickup artists, on the other hand, are trying to take advantage of men. And I have a problem with that. Excuse me. God. Let me drink some water here. I got a problem. I don't have a problem with capitalism, but trying to take advantage of somebody, trying to take advantage of a situation, and you can't guarantee anybody results. You just can't, because everybody's different, and you don't know what kind of females they're going to run up on wherever they're at. It different localities in this country, females are different. You know, females in New York are different from ones in California, and they're different from ones in Alabama and Florida and Illinois or wherever. So whatever he's selling is not going to work worldwide or even nationwide, you know. And I do have an issue with that. And I'm telling you that I do because I want you to be wary, gentlemen. I don't want you to fall prey to that because that's a predatory act, what they're doing. You know? And I don't want you to fall prey to that. Be very wary of that stuff. You could spend that money on other things. A gym membership, you know, go out there and work on yourself, go to the gym. You could take a, you know, some kind of night course, you know, college course, you know, spend that money on that and educate yourself, you know, get learned on something, you know, expand your horizons. You could take a trip, you know, travel, you know, save that money up and go take a, and it don't have to be, you know, a vacation. It could be, you know, a day trip or a weekend trip. You know, go travel. You know, I mean, you want to expand your horizons, go travel. You know, see what else is out there. See what other people are doing. You know, learn about your surroundings and your environment. And you'll meet people along the way and you'll learn stuff. You'll come away with something you didn't have, experience. And you'll learn something along the way. But these guys, all of them look like a joke. You know, you're like, this guy is trying to, you know, I don't know about you. And I don't know what you look like. You know. But I'm looking at these guys and I'm like, really? This guy is trying to sell me something? This guy looks like, and they'll show you these videos where they got all these women around. You know they done paid for all that shit. don't let the intro to the video fool you, you know. They'll show themselves on a boat with a bunch of women and fancy car and this, that, and the other. All that can be bought and rented, you know, and paid for. You know, there's been lots of people that have been busted on social media for doing that same thing, for, you know, impersonating somebody that they're not. And you find out they don't have any of those cars, any of those boats, any, you know, or they're in some lavish place, you know, they don't own any of that. It's not theirs. But they're trying to perpetrate that to you. They're putting on a front. So you'll see that and you'll think that they're successful and you'll believe what they're telling you. So be very wary of that, gentlemen. That's why I don't push that kind of stuff here. I try to enlighten you, give you some, you know, some knowledge, some facts, you know, throw in some laughs, some entertainment, and let you be the judge for yourself. You know what's better for you than I do. How on earth can I tell you what's right for you? I don't know you. But you can come here and listen and decide for yourself. Right? That's all that matters. Not what I say. What you decide. That's what's important. And if I was to sell anything here, it would be a physical product. You know, I'm dabbling with the idea of some men's grooming products. I'm thinking about that. You know, I don't know if you guys would even be interested in that, but I'm interested in it, you know, and it might be a losing proposition for me, but that's okay. You know, I'm willing to take that risk. You got to take risks, you know, if you want to be successful at anything, right? So that's what I'm going to attempt to do here in the near future. But I want you to just be aware that this is going on out there, if you're not already. You know, I might not be telling you anything new. You might be fully aware of this. But for those of you who are not, I want you to be wary of this stuff. Don't be going to the, you know, or these seminars. You've seen this. And you got to remember, females are hypergamous. You could meet all of those criteria, and they could still meet, you know, they got lists of things they want. You know, a man that's 6 foot tall and you know, tall, dark, and handsome, and he got ripped abs and making six figures and all that. And even if you meet all that criteria, they can still leave you for somebody else because they got a bigger, better deal. This guy has something that you don't. They're hypergamous that way. That's the way females are built. You know? So the most important thing for you to do is to be you. Be the best version of yourself. And that's what I try to emphasize here. Not an agenda, not my view on anything. I give it to you so you can, you know, laugh and snicker and or it might be pertinent to your situation. I don't know. You might pick up on something. And it might help you. All right, gentlemen, that's about all I got. I don't want to beat up on these people too bad. I just want you to know that, you know, when you're looking, you know, out there for stuff, look for integrity, look for honesty. That's the most important thing. Somebody who's going to tell you the truth. Not blowing smoke up your hiney hole. And then turn around trying to sell you something. Right? Sell you an idea. Sell you a system or what have you. Like I said, if you want to buy somebody's books or caps or t-shirts or whatnot, that's totally on you. Like I said, at least you're getting something for your money. But don't let them get rich off of you and your pain or your struggle or your strife or your quest to improve yourself. Don't let them, because that's they're counting on it. All right, my friends. Be safe out there. Have a good weekend. Take care of yourselves. And we'll talk again soon on the next one. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.